Hello, this is Pastor Deborah again, and once again I'm coming to you with another episode of my story called It's Time. It's here in the School of Light under the Kingdom of Agape Love. The story, It's Time, is my personal story of the death of Jan, who I had declared I was in the fifth grade, to the birth of Pastor Deborah. Many years later, we have been working through the story that actually God wrote himself through me many nights, years and years ago, and I'm putting it to video and audio for you to understand what the death in your soul must look like, the battles to keep yourself, the old you, in the grave, how Satan will try to get the old you back up, and how the new you must learn how to fight and become all that you were originally created to be. A spiritual king, ruler, leader, spiritually, within your own body first, over your soul, and then out to all the world, creatures, humanity, and nature. So here in this episode, number 26, we're picking up in my story. We've been working through it slowly. I don't like to overwhelm you too much because it is very powerful. Spiritual transformation can happen to you while you're still here on the planet, alive. It can happen in your spirit through prayer, maybe dreams, special circumstances, maybe out-of-body experiences, life and death circumstances, but never come fully out to your soul. Now, my physical body has not been changed. I'm dealing with the genetics and the DNA of my biological parents from their sperm and egg. That does not change. Sometimes God will demonstrate his power to you to help you believe in his goodness and his healing. And the healing is always to point you to him, because he is after your spirit, the forever person, that part of you that leaves your body even before death, during trauma, abuse, neglect, fear, and that part of you, the same part, that will leave your earthly body upon your earthly death. He wants you in eternity with him. He wants a relationship with you while you're still alive. He wants to plant and build his holy city, Jerusalem, the city of peace, inside of you. He wants his holy of holies inside your spirit. He wants to be there, living in you, speaking to you, guiding you, leading you, loving you in your spirit. But he can't do that in your current condition. You need a death of one part of you and a rebirth in the other. So let's pick up here in episode number 26. We had been talking about how you needed to renew your thinking in your spirit first, then out to your soul. Me, the new me, Deborah, had to renew myself and fill up my new bottle, that's my new identity, with new wine continually. I had to be drinking from the Lord's truth, the knowledge, understanding, wisdom, guidance, and drinking in all of that to its overflowing within me, in all of the knowledge of being, this is the hard part, a God herself, a Lord herself, a king, that means ruler. Can you imagine learning that you are a God? What that means is you are an offspring of a God. If you are an offspring of something, you are that something's child. You have that something, that parent, that mother and father's DNA. You are as them. And when I learned that my spirit was recreated in the living word, Christ, I became an offspring of this God himself, his child. That was a powerful new belief that I had never been taught in religion, in churches, in books. That I spiritually, the new me, was a god. Now, what a god means is a self-sustaining one. I was an offspring, a child of a god. Our ancients knew that, sort of. They knew the pharaohs and the kings were the sons of God on earth. And humanity believed it, because it was true. But they were talking out of their souls, not out of the spiritual knowledge. That would have to come many years later. I had to learn that here on earth, as I was in heaven, the kingdom called heaven, that I was already in the spiritual heart and mind of my Creator, my mother and my father. I was already a new spiritual creature, and that had happened before time and creation even began, in the mind of God Himself, long, long before He even breathed out creation, out into the vastness of nothingness. And I was made in the exact image, the ruler, the king, the one with dominion, and the likeness, agape love, of my heavenly father and mother. God was both male and female, two in one, because he took himself and created humanity, male and female. The male came first, then the helpmate, the female. And there's a deep teaching about that. It's our spirit comes first, then our soul is there to be a helpmate to our spirit. And I learned about this in John 10, 30 through 38 of the Authorized King James Bible. This man, whose name was Jesus, who also was called the Christ, he told the Jews that they were gods themselves. Can you believe that? That was just unheard of. Now, a lot of times we get religious leaders who believe they are prophets or in connection with God. Sometimes they will have gods, spirits come through them to speak. That's biblical, sort of speaking. And what this Jesus was saying in verse number 30, this is Jesus speaking himself. He goes, I and my Father are one. Can you say that spiritually? Verse 31. Then the Jews took up stones to stone him. Verse 32. Many good words and works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me for? Jesus had gone around and taught. He laid hands on sick people, made them whole. He cast out evil, wicked spirits out of people. He gave hope to the hopeless. He healed many that were disabled. He fed multitudes, thousands of them, through prayer. And he is saying, which of these good works do you want to stone me for? See, religious people will get jealous of you for doing good things through prayer that they can't do. When Jesus said, fed 5,000 people with just five fish, he only said a prayer to God, and God did the rest. Interesting. Verse 33. The Jews answered him, saying, for good work we stone you not, but for blasphemy. And because that you, being a man, that means flesh and blood, just an earthly man, make yourself God. Wait till you have to understand that you're a God. Now, like I said, our ancient history shows that our leaders, our pharaohs, our kings, many of them believed they were God on earth, the righteous pick and the son of a God. And they were revered by the people. And they believed even in death that this king or this pharaoh would go and fight for them in the underworld and defeat the evil, wicked forces. And even when he went to war, he had God's authority. This is natural for humanity. So here this Jesus was. He's going to be stoned for blasphemy because he made himself equal to God, a God himself. That is a powerful new belief. that I myself had to learn. I couldn't believe it. I had to study this out. I had to learn I was a true spiritual child made with God's DNA from a male and a female. And I was His child from His DNA. And He called me child, offspring. Now you take that in and think. And I don't want to go into the next verses of where we're going, because we're going to take a little break from these and go off into another way, because you have to have deep understanding. But it just in this video, go study that you too, when you get your rebirth out of the tomb of death spiritually, that you will learn as you grow through your ages, from baby, infant, child, teen, young adult, mature adult. I didn't learn this at first. I didn't learn this in church. I didn't learn it in Sunday school or Bible schools or even in all the books I read. I learned it through study and revelation. When I was made spiritually Deborah in the image and likeness of God, then I started understanding why Satan was after me. See, Satan has children, you, all of humanity, till they're born again, spiritually. You became His child, made in His image, after His five I wills, spiritually, and in your soul, your helpmate, through the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, greed, jealousy, and so much more. Well, I had taken a big leap in my new life as Deborah. Now, I want to end right here so we can just ponder this. You, when you have a new birth and you become a new creature with a new body, a new identity, in this God of the kingdom of heaven, through your belief that He paid your price for you, bought you back out of the slave market, but you had to die first, and you had to be reborn. And when you are reborn a child of a God. You are a God yourself, made in the image and after the likeness of your father and mother, the God of all of creation, the God of the kingdom of heaven, the King of the kingdom of heaven, and the great I Am, the God of agape love Himself. And I'll talk with you on the next episode of It's Time. Think, ponder, and study. All right. Bye-bye.